Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, 39 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump today criticizing judges who ruled against his administration's effort to deport alleged Venezuelan gang members under the Wartime Alien Enemies Act. At the White House today, President Trump saying there's no time for trials.
We're getting them out, and a judge can't say, no, you have to have a trial. The trial's going to take 2 years, and no, we're going to have a very dangerous country if we're not allowed to do what we're entitled to do.
The so-called doomsday mother, Lori Vallow Daybell, convicted of helping to murder her own children, now convicted of a new crime, this time for the murder of their fourth husband by an Arizona court. The Department of Health and Human Services and the Food and Drug Administration announcing Tuesday a series of measures to phase out 8 artificial food dyes and colorings from America's food supply. The Vatican announcing the body of Pope Francis will lay in state in St. Peter's Basilica starting Wednesday. This is ABC News. A move to ban transgender students from girls' sports in Washington State has failed.
Falling short of the 60% needed by just one vote, the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association rejected a plan that would have banned transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports. Mick Hoffman is executive director of the WIAA, which governs school-sponsored athletics in the state.
Our legal team has advised our board that they should not implement any rules that do not align with state law.
Washington's law against discrimination protects transgender students from inequity and intolerance in public schools. Jeff Pogela, ABC News.
The latest data from the Texas Department of Health Services reports 624 cases of measles with 27 new infections confirmed in the past 5 days. Almost all the cases are among people who are unvaccinated or whose vaccination status is unknown. At least 64 patients have been hospitalized so far. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today, mixed skies and mild, a 50% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms. A high of 70. Variable winds, 4 to 8 miles per hour later from the south-southwest. Passing clouds along with isolated showers tonight, a low of 48. Variable clouds on Thursday and continued mild. A few brief showers are possible, a high of 69. Thursday night, occasional showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, and a low of 47. Friday, rain likely through midday, then drying up, breezy and cooler, and a high of 58. Lots of sunshine and comfortable Saturday, and a high of 62. Yesterday, 13/100ths of an inch of rain fell here at the WRCO studios. It was 43 at midnight, 38 moments ago. Right now, we're at 39 degrees as we start out today, Wednesday, April 23rd.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, or the land.
I'm satisfied with just the guys below. A little silver and a little gold, but in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land.
Richland Center's own Unity Quartet and a mansion just over the hilltop. So we start the day in a positive way. Prior to that, Maggie May doing the honors for our national anthem, and we are underway. Hello, friends. Light in the Milk House show is on. Got to get all of the milker things together and get ready to go and milk today, right? And see what today brings. Looks like it's going to be a little bit off and on, the possibility of some rain. I don't think it's quite as strong as it was yesterday at this point, but we could be in line for a little rain here and there. The other thing that I didn't realize, because I was busy doing soccer last night, but I knew it was getting warm. I knew it felt warm, and I knew I was sitting out there watching a game in short sleeve shirt, which that's the first time that's happened all year. But I didn't realize we got up to 72 degrees. That happened about 5:17 last night, so that would have been right in the middle of the game. Wow, that was a nice warm recovery after a wet start to the day. Right now, 39 in Richland Center as we get at those chores. Here's Freddie Fender.
Wasted days and wasted nights, I have left for you behind, for you don't belong to me, your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name, you're the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, prayed for you only. My love, why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?
Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?
But Patsy Cline on WRCO Light in the Milk House show today. A reminder, Vernon County Over 50 will host Sustainable Green Living Design with Sonia Neuenhaus of Prairie Wind coming up today at 2:15. Learn of the development at Hanson Farm across from Aldi's at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall in Viroqua, the Ontario, Viola, and Reedstown Public Libraries. For more information, call Vernon County Over 50 at 262-384-0082. Second Harvest Mobile Food Pantry will be in Gaze Mills coming up on Wednesday today from 2 until 3. It'll be located at 212 Main Street as well. And the Ithaca Lions annual auction will be held Sunday, May 18th. Auction items are needed. The club is accepting consignments of lawn and garden, household and agricultural equipment. Call by Wednesday, May 7th to have your items added to the auction listing. Call Dick Hauser at 608-585-4808 or 608-574-1688. Dean Reinhardt at 608-604-4692 or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921.
Well, you ask me if I'll forget my baby. I guess I will someday. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll get along. I guess I will, some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man and have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll miss her kisses. I guess I will every day. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll find another. I don't know, I can't say. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man, have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.
Johnny Cash on the Milk House Show. It's 5:17.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Wilkinson Auctions annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auctions lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Race fans, get ready.
The Hub City Spring Opener is bringing 2 days of nonstop action to the Richland County Fairgrounds.
Richland County Fairgrounds.
Friday, May 9th, Saturday, May 10th.
Friday night, the Test and Tune Truck and Tractor Pool kicks off at 6 p.m., the earliest pull of the season. No paybacks, just pure power.
Saturday,
it's racing for everyone.
ATVs, dirt bikes, trucks, UTVs, if it rolls, it races.
Plus, the Spring Opener Show and Shine Truck Show featuring a girls-only showdown. Racing, pulling, food and drinks. One epic weekend. Don't miss it. Check out HubCityDirtDrags.com for more information.
Discover Boscobel, Wisconsin's ultimate outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to visit soon. Bob's Auto Body collision specialists excel in complete collision repair, precise paint matching, and expert restoration. Call them at 375-4434 today. Your hometown A&W serves up juicy burgers, cheesy curds, and classic root beer floats. Grab a double cheeseburger combo for just $8.99. Come for the flavors, stay for the memories. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has everything you need for quilting, gifts, and decor. Follow the Paisley Star on Facebook and visit them on Highway 61. And Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel help you with free estimates. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in high school softball, Richland Center was a winner over Viroqua, 9-1. It was Ithaca, 12-2 over North Crawford. Wisconsin Highspeed Riverdale, 12-10. River Ridge over Highland, 4-2. Also, Seneca, 16, Kickapoo, 5, and DeSoto, 12-6 over Weston. In baseball, it was Ithaca over North Crawford, 12-0. Platteville edged River Valley, 7-6. Westby, 12. Riverdale, 3. Dodgeville, 5-2 over Lancaster. River Ridge, 3. Highland, 2. Seneca, 14-1 over Kickapoo. And Hillsboro, 16-2 over New Lisbon as well in baseball. The Richland Center soccer team defeated Galena by a final of 1-0 last night. And River Valley with a win in soccer over Houstisford Dodgeland, 4-1. The Brewers, with a win last night, Bryce Tarang had 4 hits, and the Brewers went on for a big 11-3 win over the Dodgers. The series tied at 1, and both teams will go back at it again tonight. It's an 8:45 first pitch time on WRCE. Well, the Bucks suffered another loss. The Pacers got past Milwaukee 123-115 last night to take a 2-0 lead in the first round series. Indiana has won 5 of the last 6 playoff games between the teams and never trailed in this one. Game 3 will be played Friday in Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points. Damian Lillard returned with 14 points in his first game back. Also from the NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City over Memphis, 118-99. The Lakers, 94. Minnesota, 85. From baseball, elsewhere yesterday, other than the Brewers' win, the Cubs were winners, 11-10 over the Dodgers. St. Louis, 10. Atlanta, 4. The Mets, 5-1 over Philadelphia. And Miami beat Cincinnati, 4-3. In the American League, Cleveland, 3. The Yankees, 2. Boston, 8-3 over Seattle. Minnesota, 4. The White Sox, 2. Houston, 5-1 over Toronto. And Texas, 8. The Athletics, 5. Interleague play, San Diego 2-0 over Detroit, Washington 7, Baltimore 0, Kansas City 4-3 over Colorado, Arizona 5, Tampa Bay 1, Pittsburgh 9-3 over the Angels. From the NHL playoffs, Carolina 3-1 over New Jersey, Toronto beat Ottawa 3-2, Florida 6 and Tampa Bay 2, and Minnesota 5 and Vegas 2. That's a look at sports.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
The aerobic polka for today is percolating. It is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
Here we go. A 1 and a 2, and it's aerobic polka time for me and you. All right. Bamba and the mother-in-law polka right there, nagging in the rear with a little aerobic polka for you on the air from WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. It's 525.
Love is a word that you say when you mean it, not a game that you play when there's no love in it, not a ring that you wear on your left hand, not a paper that you sign with a preacher man. It's a world of its own, it's all invention, it's a thing that you know but you hardly mention. It's a look in your eye when you call my name. It can give you wings, it can cause you pain. You'll never know the times I've cried,
That's Dickie Lee. Farm News and Markets will be coming up next year on the Milk House Show. Here's Jeannie Seeley.
I know that you do it, lots of things that aren't right. You're out at a different party almost every night. And you're making me look like a crazy fool. So why do I have these doubts about leaving you? My heart tells me stay, but my pride tells me go. How can I leave you when I love you so? Which way should I turn? I'd sure like to know. My heart tells me stay, but my pride my mind and make you a memory I could leave behind. When you're doing things I could never do, how can I have these doubts about leaving you?
Mixed skies today and a 50% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms. A high of 70 later on. Passing clouds and isolated showers possible tonight with a low of 48. Currently, east winds are at 3 miles per hour and it is 39 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
USDA will be providing disaster relief to farmers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, the chairman of the Wisconsin State Senate Agriculture Committee says legislation that would give the state's certified seed potato law additional enforcement tools passed the Senate unanimously yesterday in advance to the Assembly. Patrick Teston tells Brownfield Senate Bill 164 would increase fines from $150 to $5,000, plus an additional $5,000 for each acre planted in violation.
Our potato crop last year was valued at $320 million, and then the certified seed that gets grown here in the state, which is roughly 9,600 acres, that's valued at $75 million. And so it really puts in jeopardy the entire crop, and so we just want to make sure that there are certainty, give that cap a little bit more teeth when it comes to enforcement.
Another ag bill moving through the Capitol would establish a transition to grazing pilot program within the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Teston says the bill, SB 113, is very popular with Democrats and Republicans, but is on hold for now.
We're sort of waiting on one court case to get settled out that's working its way through the state Supreme Court, that, how it impacts what is or isn't an appropriation bill. And so we're waiting for some clarity on that as we sort of navigate this new landscape with the Supreme Court.
Teston says much of the effort in Madison right now is focused on creating the state budget. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced more than $340 million in assistance for farmers, ranchers, and rural communities impacted by natural disasters. The secretary made the announcement at a stop in North Dakota yesterday. Rollins says the administration is delivering critical aid through the Disaster Assistance Fund that will provide immediate relief. The director of the Rank Agribusiness Institute at the University of Wisconsin says farm bankruptcies are on the rise. Paul Mitchell says 2024 marked the first increase in defaults since 2019.
The first upswing in a long time. We're up 55% from 23. We're still low relative to 2019, but more evidence that there's some headwinds and some farms are struggling.
He says he expects those numbers to continue to increase this year as farmers continue to deal with high input costs and deflated commodity prices.
Those are the farmers that are officially filing Chapter 12 bankruptcy. If you're one of those farmers or somebody out there, they're not going bankrupt, but they are definitely being squeezed. They might be liquidating some of the stuff, selling some of the land to refinance everything.
Mitchell says government aid will alleviate some financial stress, but new trade disruptions and uncertainty around USDA programs add to an already gloomy 2025 economic forecast. A state climatologist says cuts to the National Weather Service could disrupt critical forecasting services. Nebraska's Deborah Bathke expressed concern that staff shortages may impact the agency's ability to provide accurate and real-time information. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Our Spring Fling Sale is April 21st through the 26th. Grills on sale all week. Power tools, clothing, chainsaw chain sharpening, $5 each, limit of 10. Huge one-day mower sale, April 24th only. Milwaukee, DeWalt, and Benjamin Moore representatives will be here April 23rd. And our Vietnam Vets Chapter 7 brought sale the 23rd and the 26th. Stop in that week for these and many other great deals. Hope to see all of you there. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle trade activity and cash hogs flew sharply higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Brought to you by Propane, the Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available online at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity remained quiet Tuesday. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Show list for the week are mixed, higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Significant trade volume isn't expected until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, steer and heifer calves less than 600 pounds were unevenly steady. Steers 650 to 800 pounds were not well tested, but sold with a firm to higher undertone. Heifers weighing more than 600 pounds were not well tested at all. Feeder supply included 81% steers, medium and large one feeder steers. 792 pounds brought $292. Medium and large one feeder heifers 503 to 546 pounds brought $320 to $342.50. Box beef closed lower with light demand from moderate offerings. Choice was down $1.79 at $331.73. Select closed $1.12 lower at $317.65. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down more than 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors were much more aggressive in their procurement efforts Tuesday afternoon and bid up to move needed numbers. The industry remains optimistic that domestic demand will see a boost, which would also provide some price support, but that remains to be seen. It also continues to monitor global demand for U.S. pork as the trade rift with China is ongoing. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $6.41 higher with a weighted average of $90. There was no comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, but a weighted average of $89.01. The Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of $90.25. Pork values closed lower, down 61 cents at $95.78. And estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and down more than 3,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up on the rally in the Dow, the higher box beef during the session and ahead of widespread direct business. And lean hog futures closed higher, supported by stronger cash and wholesale business during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Tuesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up on a bounce in crude oil, with May 5.5 higher at 10.35 and July up 4.5 at 10.46. Corn was down in the recent U.S. planting progress. May was 6 lower at 475 and 3 quarters. July was down 6 and 3 quarters at 483 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were supported by the rally in the Dow and the higher midday move in beef. June live was up 252 at 206.27. August was 245 higher at 202.45. May feeders were up $1.40 at 286.92. And hogs were supported by the cash and wholesale business during the session. May lean was up $1.20 at $92.22. June hogs were up $2.22 at $100.27. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
The scientific community battles to justify the existence of genetic modification. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Sir Richard Roberts is fed up with the criticism of genetic modification. The Nobel Prize-winning scientist told a recent gathering in Canada that GM detractors rely on fear and not facts.
In Europe, almost all of the animal food comes from GMO crops that are grown in South America, imported into Europe, and then fed to the animals. Why don't the animal activists get up and say, hey, this is really dangerous, look what you're doing to our animals? So apparently it's perfectly okay for animals to eat these things, and for us then to eat the animals, but Greenpeace will have you believe that it is dangerous for us to eat it. And frankly, it is absolute nonsense.
Roberts continues.
When the COVID vaccine came along, within 12 months, it was approved in Europe, it was approved around the world. It was a very rapid response using the very best of biotech in order to solve a problem. This was really pretty good. Why didn't the Europeans object to that? Why didn't Greenpeace go out and say, hey, this is a genetically modified product, you shouldn't be doing this?
Tomorrow, why Roberts thinks Greenpeace is off base on GMOs. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
No
Milk production rose during March. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service says milk production jumped to 19 billion pounds. That's 1% higher than a year ago and 2 billion pounds higher than February. USDA also revised the February production totals to 17 billion pounds. That's 26 million more than originally estimated. The number of milk cows on farms, 8.96 million head, 9,000 more head than in February and 72,000 more than a year ago. Production per cow in the 24 major dairy producing states averaged 2,125 pounds in March. That's 4 pounds more than a year ago. The International Dairy Foods Association is optimistic the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids bill can become law soon. But IDFA's Matt Herrick says that's just one step toward getting healthier and tastier dairy products to families that need them.
It's those dietary guidelines that have really been the monkey wrench in this whole thing, preventing whole milk and 2% and fuller fed dairy products from being included in those programs.
And Herrick says,
we want to make sure that we can offer the best of our products to consumers. So that includes kids in school. That includes anybody who's receiving benefits through a federal nutrition program.
Herrick says IDFA is hoping the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids bill can become law soon. Cash dairy prices were steady to higher Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 47 and three quarters, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 177 and a half, 11 sales recorded. Cheese barrels went up a quarter of a cent to 181 with 11 sales. Butter up a quarter of a cent, 232 and a quarter with 5 sales. Non-fat dry milk up a quarter of a cent to 118 and a half, 1 sale recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Wilkinson Auction's annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auction's lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
The forecast for today, mixed skies and mild, a 50% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms and a high of 70. Tonight, passing clouds along with isolated showers, a low of 48. Thursday, variable clouds and continued mild. A few brief showers are possible and a high of 69. Friday, rain likely through midday, then drying up and a high of 58. North to northeast winds at 3. We're at 39 degrees. No precipitation to talk about today. This is the Light in the Milk House show, powered by Brouhaha Roasters. Here's Kenny Rogers in the first edition.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Oh, Ruby, I still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town.
she's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Don't take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House show on WRCO.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
That's like the ultimate working person song right there. Tennessee Ernie Ford loading 16 tons. Owing the soul to the company store. Glad the WRCO doesn't have one. I'd be racking up all kinds of debt, eating chips and things like that. Anyway, here's Don Williams.
You can write your own ticket now. I'll get by without you somehow. Don't you worry about what I'll do. I'll be fine without you. You say you think a change. If you feel that way, well, I guess it would. I can live my life without you. I've got places to go and things to do. But I'll never be in love again. My poor old heart will never. I'll find someone to hold now and then, but I'll never be in love. Something went wrong along the way, and there's nothing I can do to make you stay. Well, I never tried to put holes on you. That's the last thing I'd ever want to do. So you go your way, I'll go mine. And if our paths should cross somewhere down the line, I'll just say hello and shake your hand. But if tears come to my eyes, please understand, I'll never be in love again. My poor old heart will never mend. Oh, I'll find someone to hold.
We're so glad you're listening to the radio today. Thank you very much. And Tony Schumacher is coming up with his bird's eye view of the weather for today.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we've been tracking some pockets of showers and thunderstorms skirting by just to the south of us overnight into this morning across the state of Iowa into northwest Illinois, just kind of hugging the Wisconsin border. There's a chance one or two of those could spread north and clip us this morning with some additional development coming in with a front from South Dakota over southern Minnesota. And a few of those showers could be with us through the afternoon and early evening. This general unsettled weather pattern will stick with us through about midday Friday as a more organized low-pressure system slides through Thursday night into Friday morning. That'll be the most widespread rain of the period. We could be dealing with something like another half inch to an inch through that point. Temperatures will be relatively mild today and tomorrow, cooler on Friday, but some nice sunshine over the weekend should make it feel rather nice. And then a surge of warmer air will come in early next week. It could push those temperatures about 10 to 15 degrees above normal, and then dropping down a bit as we head toward the mid part of next week. So today you can expect a mix of clouds and sun with a 50% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, but quite a bit of dry time as well. The high near 70, light winds becoming south to southwest at 4 to 8 miles an hour. Tonight some passing clouds along with isolated showers, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow variably cloudy, continued mild with a few brief showers possible. High close to 69 degrees, northeast to east wind at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, some occasional showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm mixed in early, low at 47. Friday rain likely in the morning to midday, then drying up, breezy and cooler, high near 58. Heading into Saturday, mostly sunny and nice, high of 62. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 68. Slight chance of a shower at night. Scattered storms on Monday, breezy and warm, high 77. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
39 with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 72, and we picked up 13 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high, 94 in 1980. Record low, 22 in 1939. Last year in the books, 67 was the high, 53 the low. Sunset will occur at 7:54 this evening. Sunrise time this morning will be at around 8 minutes after 6. East winds are at 3 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.11, down just a bit. No precipitation today. And again, with cloudy skies and after a midnight reading of 43, we're at 39 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where a news update at 6 is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop, by the Homesteaders Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and service delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro. It's 39 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump today criticizing judges who ruled against his administration's effort to deport alleged Venezuelan gang members under the Wartime Alien Enemies Act. At the White House today, President Trump saying there's no time for trials.
We're getting them out, and a judge can't say, no, you have to have a trial. The trial's going to take 2 years, and no, we're going to have a very dangerous country if we're not allowed to do what we're entitled to do.
The so-called doomsday mother, Lori Vallow Daybell, convicted of helping to murder her own children, now convicted of a new crime, this time for the murder of their fourth husband by an Arizona